Better give me that money.
Good afternoon, gamblers.
Hello.
This is Good Better Bets, the number one sports betting show on the internet, according to Forbes, Time Magazine, Maxim, and Penthouse Weekly.
Yahtzee.
Just updated their gambling podcast rankings. So things are going well. As always, FanDuel.com/McAfee. The only place to bet on in the entire world, FanDuel.com/McAfee. I believe they're running a $500... promotion for first-time users.
Yes, sir.
Something along those lines. FanDuel.com/McAfee. Follow us on Twitter at GoodBetterBets. Follow us on the Action app for all of our picks. MyAction.app/BostonConner/BubbaGumpino/ what is my name? Diggs. D-I-G-S. D-I-G-S. We're all on there. Also, you know, I'm putting out the best bet of the day. It's doing pretty good.
Doing very well, I'd say.
The Zips were an easy cover.
Easy.
Probably the easiest cover of the year.
That was a mortal lock.
The mortal lock. All right, so today we're trying to get this out before your drive home, so everyone has some time to listen to this episode, get their bets in. We're going to start NBA, and then we each have a couple college picks. Huge NBA night. Actually, there are 65 total basketball games tonight.
Not bad.
I went through all 12 NBA, and I've gotten through about 20 college. So still some research to do, but you know, we wanted to get this episode out. So we're going to do what we can. We're going to start in the NBA. We're all going to go around one by one and give our picks, starting with Connor Campbell.
Yahtzee.
Where are you starting tonight? What are you
I am starting in New York, and we are heading to the Lake Show.
Okay.
The Lakers, if they get blown out like that, okay. I mean, yep. Again, this is a single-digit loss team. They're about to go on a run. I'm probably going to bet on the Lakers for the next 15 games they're in, strictly because that was a massive loss, and you know, now I think they're going to refocus. AD, second game back. I just love everything about the Lakers.
Yeah,
the Knicks.
I'm also on the Lakers. I got them at -11.5. Normally, I bet like 40% stats, 40% trends, 20% gut. This one is 100% gut. I mean, they got blown out by the Boston Celtics. Now they're going to the New York Knicks.
Worst team in the league.
Terrible, terrible, terrible team. -11.5. I mean, you would think this would be a nice, easy cover for us. We'll see. Are you shaking your head like you're on this one?
No, I'm with you. And I would even go Lakers first half, -6.5.
I mean, let's
well.
Not get crazy.
I like that.
I mean, why?
I was thinking about the
Knicks
first
are 0-9 first half at home.
See, I asked this kid why, and he comes with possibly the stat of the year.
He knows.
0-9 first half.
At home against the spread.
Look
Knicks.
At you motherfucker.
Hidden you gem. Bastard.
Hidden oh, by gem. The way, that's Bubba Gumpino. He's back in the States, so he's going to be on the episodes as we sporadically put them
attaboy
out.
Attaboy Gump. Attaboy Gump.
Thank I you, mean, he's never going to be here forever, but.
That's all right.
It's nice while we
you never know. You never know.
I don't know. His lawyer stinks. Gumpy, what's your.
I like the.
Another NBA bet.
I like the Thunder +2 at Orlando.
Do you?
I know this feels like a trap, but I'm not overthinking it. Thunder 29-15 against the spread, 16-5 against the spread away.
So good.
Magic are 9-11-1 against the spread at home. So I'm going with the Thunder here.
Okay. I am also going to go with that game, but I'm going to take the total. I'm going under 210. Orlando is 15-6 to the under at home. OKC is 13-8 to the under away. You put those two things together, I think it's a good percentage. I can't do the math off the top of my head.
Beep, boop, boop,
they
boop,
already
beep.
Played
72.
They already played one time this year. They scored 196. The total in this game is 210. So I like the under in Orlando in OKC. Connor, what's your next one, pal?
That was my next one. The under is the lock.
Wait. The same game as me?
In the same game as you.
Wait.
OKC Orlando's a what? Lock for the under.
What?
OKC, one of the best teams defending the three.
Oh, yeah.
Learn that from you, Tony.
I know.
Orlando, the best team and points against or averaging the best points. I can't speak right now. But, but Orlando gives up the least amount of points in the NBA.
Good.
There it is. Got it out. I like the under here by a lot.
You know what? I like when we're on the same side, pal.
It's not bad at all.
All right. Gumpy, you next.
I like the Pacers getting a point
I do
and a
too.
Half.
I do too.
The Suns at home are only 10-13-1 against the spread. Again, I don't know how the Pacers aren't favored here, and I love them.
It is a little scary.
Yeah, I'd love them getting points.
A little bit of a scary line. And I, kind of just like the Pacers here because when you look at the stats, they're pretty much just better in all categories.
In everything, yeah.
Except for rebounding. Suns have a bit of a rebounding edge.
If Ayton shows up, you never know.
You never know.
If he doesn't show up, then Sabonis will dominate.
I mean, and the Pacers laid an egg in their last game, but they were on a back-to-back. And like I said, a mile-high back-to-back, yeah. which was tough for them. I think they rebound here nicely, unless they went out in Tempe last night. Ooh. Or wherever the fuck.
Ooh.
Maybe they were out in Arizona State last night.
That'd be all right.
Which always worries me. I don't like betting on road teams in Miami because, you know, they go out in Miami. Like, those are destination cities.
Yeah, and we're only a week away from Oladipo, so they might be like, could have been getting sucked off at
Arizona State.
Yeah. Bunny Ranch.
Shit. Oh, they could have been at the Bunny Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Odom probably gave him.
Oh, come on.
And he was on crack!
Leave him alone.
Whose turn is it? Me?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. All right. My last NBA pick for me. I'm going Utah. I believe they're at Golden State,
yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Utah is 17-12 after a win. Let me read off some stats for you.
Get them.
Utah is number 2 in field goal efficiency. Warriors are number 26 in that as far as defense is concerned. Utah is number 1 in 3-point percentage. Warriors are number 29 defending the 3. The Jazz are number 10 in 2-point percentage. Warriors are 21. And let's see. The Utah Jazz are number 3 in shooting percentage, and the Warriors are number 24 in defending it. I mean, this is just a mismatch all around. Warriors offense stinks, so I don't even have to go to the other side. I like the Utah Jazz here. Boys, do you have any other NBA bets?
I have one more, Tony, and it is the debut of Zion Williamson.
Okay, I knew it. We're going to get to it.
Someone has to bet it. I think everybody has to bet it. Look, you're going to remember when Zion first played his first game. And if you look back at that moment and you say, wow, I bet against that guy when he debuted, you're just going to slap your knee or slap your face or just slap all over the place.
Shucks!
You're
going to
be so upset. Exactly. You're not going to slap a table. You're going to slap yourself. So don't put yourself in that situation. San Antonio, 4-14. Against the spread after a win.
Not good, Ed. Hey, we go against them a lot after a win.
A lot. The Pelicans are kind of hot right now.
They're very hot.
And they're probably one of the top 5 in 3-point shooting, I'd say, in the NBA.
Probably.
Right now.
We're just throwing it out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm throwing it out there. So you got to take the Pelicans. Have to.
Gubby, are you on anything in this game?
I agree with Connor 100%.
You got any more stats?
Pelicans are 7-1-1, their last 9 against the spread following a straight up win. They're also 13-2-1 against the spread. Their last 16.
That's pretty good.
See,
that is pretty. You want to know what the Pelicans are as far as 3-point shooting, Connor?
Hit me.
They're number 5.
What'd I say? Top 5.
No, you said 3.
I know. I said 5. Bill can attest. I said 5.
All right. And Zion. I'm trying to get to his earlier. It was started at 13.5. Gumpy said it started at 9.5 yesterday.
It opened on Odd Shark at 9.5.
We don't use that. We use FanDuel.
I saw 14.5 earlier.
Yeah, yes. I bumped up a point already. It's,
this morning it was at 13.5 as far as over-under for Zion. I'm just worried about how many minutes he plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think even if he only plays 20 minutes, he's going to have 10 shots.
The over-under for this game is 236. That's a lot of points to be scored. You would think that Zion could sprinkle in 14 here or there.
Exactly. And, like, we are worried about minutes, but he might go out there and just rip it up all of a sudden. They're not going to take him out if he's hot.
It's still at 14.5 with juice to the under. The under is minus 120. The over is minus 102.
It was plus before, though.
Uh-huh.
The under was?
No, the over
the
was.
The over was?
Yeah.
And then for, I believe, rebounds is at 5.5.
That is something I would sprinkle, too, actually.
You sprinkling that?
I'd feel better about the rebounds. Honestly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, here's the, let's see, Zion points plus rebounds, 20.5.
Hmm. Yeah, so just, I mean, on the number, really.
Yeah, you just add the two together. I mean, listen, I think he's probably going to go over.
Me too.
I just hope he does.
If they were playing a team.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
If you're hoping for the under, you're rooting against basketball.
You're a prick. No, yeah, exactly.
We're just rooting against Zion.
Well, we've been waiting for this since October.
Some people.
Some could argue for 4 years.
Some people, when too many people like them, some people decide to hate them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point.
That's not who I am.
No way. Not you.
It's definitely not me. I'm not rooting against them.
No, that'd be stupid.
That'd be stupid of me. Be a shame if he just throws up the first time down the court because he's too out of shape.
Come on,
Tony. He just learned how to run.
All right, so those are our NBA picks. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 best college basketball picks so far. Gumby, you have?
I have one.
All right, so we'll start with you.
Notre Dame -4
okay.
against Syracuse.
Yeah.
They beat Syracuse by 1 already.
On the road.
Yeah, so they're at home. They've had a week to prepare for this.
Okay.
Damn.
And Syracuse is 10-21 against the spread their last 31 games after 2 wins in a row.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Or where are you pulling that stat?
You can't argue that.
All right. So this is through like about 20 games that I've been through. So far, I will place the rest of them on the Action Network.
Hell yeah.
Later. I love Seton Hall at home.
Let's go Pirates.
They are 7-1 against the spread at home. I believe they're ranked number 10 in the country.
Oh, yeah.
So not a bad squad. Providence is 2-3 on the road covering the spread. When I looked at the stats, Seton Hall is obviously just a better team. It's I believe it's a short number. Let me find it here. So I like Seton Hall. I like Seton Hall to cover at home.
Here we go.
Let me find the number for you real quick. You know what? I can't. The internet sucks up here right now. So just trust me on Seton Hall, whatever the number is that I studied it earlier.
Hammer it.
Next game. Cincy and Temple under. Temple is 11-2 to the under on the season.
Okay.
Cincy is 2-3 away to the under. Sorry, 3-2 unders being better.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Both defenses are better than the offenses. I like Cincy and Temple under. Another under.
Unders, huh?
Well, let me give you some stats.
Okay.
Tulsa, 9-1 to the under. Memphis, 3-1 to the under away. Tulsa was home. The total is actually 140, so it's a decent total. And with these two under teams, I'm taking the under there. And then my last one is Alabama. -10 against Vandy.
Okay.
Alabama is the number one ATS team in the nation at 14-3. 4-1 on the road ATS. Vandy 5-9 at home ATS. So I like Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Roll Tide.
I don't see you argue with me.
No, no way. I mean, I know little to nothing about college basketball aside from that Kansas State fight. But, yeah, it sounds good to me.
Yeah. What was I looking for? The Seton Hall spread, yeah. Command F, Seton. Oh, they're -9. I feel like it was shorter earlier.
Which is good.
I'm second-guessing myself now.
No,
I'm sticking with it.
No, let's go Pirates, baby.
Sticking with it. All right, that's for today. That's for today, right?
Yeah, that's for today.
I don't know when we'll be back. We normally come back when there's a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
What is today, Wednesday?
Wednesday's Wednesday, so maybe Friday, maybe Monday.
We always do a Thursday episode.
Yeah, well, maybe Thursday.
We'll do an episode tomorrow.
Yeah. Why
not? Maybe we'll do a Pro Bowl.
Why not?
Pro Bowl betting special.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll do.
Keep your eyes open.
We're going to have a whole like hour special as far as Super Bowl prop bets are concerned.
Yeah. We're going to have to take them all.
This is exciting.
I'm very excited. I mean, this is the last football game for, 7 months, but we'll handle
it. Hey, XFL, dude. If you don't think we're not betting the XFL, you're out of your mind.
Of course we're betting
the XFL. Go Roughnecks.
After the AAFL and how that turned out.
Well, I mean, Vince McMahon versus whoever was running the AAFL.
I'm just talking about the quality of the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be shit football.
Exactly.
But we're going to watch it and we're going to bet on it.
We're going
to
have to.
Maybe you know what? Might even not watch it. Might just bet on it.
Yeah.
Have to watch it.
Like a West Coast basketball game, baby.
Good, better bets. Tell your friends. FanDuel.com/McAfee. Action Network, myaction.app/BubbleGumpino, Boston Connor, Diggs with an S, Billy.bets_.
Is that correct? Right?
I'm locked out of my account.
Right. Boy, Bill.
Twitter, good, better bets. I mean, just unreal information coming from that.
Send us your winners. Send us your bad beats. We'll get them up there.
Yes. That's all. Good luck.
Good luck.